Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
What dive is he going to do?
The triple lending.
You got to make that transition. If you are vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask outside. You know, I would recommend that that's not the case. I would recommend you have an added area of protection.
But any other time, if you're vaccinated and you're outside, put aside your mask. You don't have to wear it.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
All outstanding fines and penalties that have been applied against individuals are suspended.
No fines, no penalties. We got to move forward as a state. We are the oasis of freedom.
Prancing in the fields, dancing and prancing. Fresh air, dandelions.
So let's build off that and let's not go backwards on any of this stuff.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, here are some of the kinds of stories I hope to be reading less of to you and to myself. California teacher who opted out of in-person learning heads to Mexico. How many times have you read this story? In every state in the union, parents at a California school are questioning why a kindergarten teacher who opted not to return to the physical classroom is taking her virtual lessons on a Mexican vacation. She sent an email to parents. She's from Richmond. I guess that's in the Bay Area. She sent an email to the parents notifying them she was heading south of the border for 12 days to attend her son's wedding. 12 days. She said he had to postpone the wedding. Well, how about the fact that they've had to postpone their kids' education all year long and you're taking a vacation? I was very upset, one parent of a child told the San Francisco Chronicle, which is basically a pablum puking liberal newspaper, but they've really turned against the lockdowns. God love them. I had assumed she chose not to return to the classroom due to concerns about COVID, but this is clearly not the case if she's traveling to Mexico. You think? She was one of the teachers who were allowed to stay remote because of her concerns about health. Okay, health. Here's another one story I hope I'm not reading anymore. University of Iowa College Republicans temporarily suspended for chalking outside without face masks. That's, echoes of the University of Massachusetts. The Office of Student Accountability is in the process of investigating allegations that your organization violated university student organization regulations. You hosted an event at which attendees and organization members did not follow University of Iowa policies related to the COVID-19 pandemic. They were outside without masks, so they sent them the CDC guidelines. This was from earlier this week. They sent them the CDC guidelines saying masks were not required, and the woke crowd at the university administration office said, never mind, never mind. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Ding dong, the masks are dead. Which old mask? The stupid mask. Ding dong, the stupid masks are dead.
Here's a great story that Grace left for me. I don't think she got to it today. I just like the headline. Want to be attractive? Lose the mask. That's very unwoke to say that. Also, very
some people, that was the only thing helping them out.
I tell you, I see women walking sometimes, and I say, you know, I'll bet that's a good-looking woman, but I can't tell you though.
What's the over/under on how many times those were men you were looking at? You didn't even know it.
I don't think it's not very high. Not very high.
It's not that we have a president who's cognitively delinquent. It's that we have this mental competence crunch. If you had an electrifying president, this wouldn't be affecting you clearly.
Yeah, that was an Australian news anchor said that Joe Biden was mentally delinquent. And I said, I think deficient would be a better word, but delinquent gets the message across nonetheless. The Chump Line is brought to you by America's oldest window manufacturer, the Matthews Brothers. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accuses us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
Inflation bringing down income and making everything expensive. As the Democrats say, let them eat arugula.
That was what Obama wanted. Before that, it was Mike Dukakis talking about Belgian endives or endives. I don't even know what the hell they are, but that's what he wanted them to start growing in Iowa rather than corn. I think it's a little more labor intensive than corn is.
Charlie Parker here. I hear this crazy talk about not having to wear masks. Some lady at the CDC said, oh no, if you're vaccinated, you're okay. Don't follow the science. Follow my science. Wear your mask.
Follow science fiction. I know I appointed that woman last year to some kind of health panel here in Massachusetts, but never mind. Never mind. Never mind, Dr. Lewinsky.
So the next time we see Nancy Pelosi, she won't be wearing a mask? How is that a good thing?
She's going to the base. She's flying home to San Francisco this week, and she wants to get to a ball game. She's hoping to see Willie McCovey.
When I get old and senile, I hope to God my family doesn't let me run for president.
We will have some more Joe Biden sound cuts after the Chump Line, by the way.
Lummy, I can't believe I had to fly commercial. When I asked for my in-flight meal, they handed me a bag of pretzels. The last time I was in the vicinity of pretzels was when I had to buy Ginger's car that beer. I hope Melinda Gates will return my call soon so that I can be afforded the lifestyle that I deserve.
Yeah, why was he at that congressional hearing yesterday taking grief from the Republican backbenchers when he could have been out hunting down Melinda Gates? You know, he lost out on Mackenzie Bezos. Why you'd think he'd be going after Melinda big time, but no, he's got 45 people working for him, and we filed a Freedom of Information Act request today at the Herald to try to get the names and the salaries of all the people he's got working for him at the State Department, but we'll never get it. I think one of them is the person who has his comb. Then the other one, another person that he has is a person who writes the botched jokes. You know, if you don't study hard, you'll end up in Iraq or bad jokes about the Italian military. And then the third person is the guy on the airplane who goes, guy's got a cell phone, put the mask back on. But we still don't know what the other 42 people do on his payroll.
This is Charlie Baker. Because of the gas shortage, I'm asking everyone to not drive for 2 weeks so we can flatten the curve.
Yeah, see, everybody who thinks this thing's going to come back, it's going to be a lot harder sell the next time around. I mean, I'm not saying they're not going to try it, but it's just going to be really difficult to push it over again.
So I go to get my vaccination in New York, and she says, you want fries with that?
You know, I think what's even crazier is what they're doing in Ohio. They took some of the COVID relief money, I think $5 million. And if anybody who takes the vaccine is going to get is going to be entered in a lottery to win $1 million. I mean, is that really what the money was meant for? And then they're also, apparently, if you're younger, they're going to give you a chance to win a full boat scholarship.
Joe Biden is a generic Marxist.
He did speak today. Well, we'll get to it later. He spoke today on the gas crunch, too. We've got a lot of stuff to get to with Joe.
ironic that after China did gain-of-function research on viruses, the U.S. is doing loss-of-function experiments with its presidency.
Yeah. I think Dr. Fauci isn't enjoying his time in the spotlight nearly as much as he was a month or so ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago.
In my hand, I hold the last envelope.
Gas lines, turmoil in the Middle East, Howie Carr's favorite music. Name three horrible things that should have gone away with the 1970s.
Hey-o!
70s was a great decade for music. That's the one thing we're missing. Everything else is back except the great music.
If you had to choose one decade of music to listen to, which decade would it be?
Probably be the 70s. What about you?
I think the 60s.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
See, the thing about the 60s is, though, you know, what they mean by the 60s is it really didn't start until like 63, 64 when the Beatles arrived after President Kennedy got shot.
Yeah, I'm talking 60 to 64. That's my
sweet spot. 60 to 64 was really the 50s when you get right down to it. I would say the 60s didn't start until November 22nd, 1963, and the 60s ended when Nixon resigned in August of 74. That's just me, though. That's the way I see it. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 Eastern every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We also play the excess messages, the extra messages at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We put them in Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps, you can get them wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, finding ourselves once again competing with the government for able-bodied workers. We want to pay them great wages and benefits to come in and make wicked awesome windows and doors, while the government pays them more to stay home, while at the same time accusing us of shedding jobs. Stop the insanity.
This is Charlie Baker. Because of the gas shortage, I'm asking everyone to not drive for 2 weeks so we can flatten the curve.
I'm going to have a special meeting tomorrow morning in D.C. with Dr. Fauci and ask him to please, please reconsider. And I'm going to speak to Dr. Lewinsky.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
What did Biden just tweet out? What did Biden's caregivers just tweet out? Let me put it that way.
The attending nurses tweeted out, "The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours."
Do I have a choice of saying, whatever happened to HIPAA? I don't have to tell you one way or the other. Do I have that? Is that a choice, or is it another? How about a fourth choice? Get a COVID vaccination card from Honest Howie's COVID Vaccination Cards, Inc.
It's like the secret menu at McDonald's. Those aren't on the menu, but you can order them.
I'm so confused. I keep saying this. I was a kid, you know, covering the legislature in Boston when they banned open containers. Now you can go to a restaurant and get an open container to go. And they allow the waiters at restaurants to go out onto the sidewalk with open public sidewalk with an open container. You know, what the hell is going on here? When did everything change? I remember when there were signs in banks, it seems like it was, 15 months ago, that said, you can't come into this bank wearing a mask. And now that sign is still posted, but there's a next sign next to it that says you can't come into the bank unless you're wearing a mask. When are we going to get all this stuff straightened out? When are we going to go back to having one set of rules? 844-500-4242.
So are you masking up when you go into Market Basket this weekend?
Not if I don't have to. I may just walk in and see what they see. I think I'm going to try it. People are telling me that they're at various Market Baskets, and someone said he walked into one in Bourne, or should I say Bourne, as Elizabeth Warren would say, and the person didn't have to wear a mask. What are you going to do?
I'm not wearing them anymore.
You're not?
No.
Not even in the places?
If Dr. Fauci says I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what everybody else has been doing, listening to Dr. Fauci. Nobody, whenever somebody says, hey, you have to wear a mask, so-and-so says so, they never say Charlie Parker. They say Dr. Fauci.
Yeah. And I always say, yeah, Dr. Fauci also said don't wear a mask. And they say don't. Yeah.
It's come full circle now.
Right. It really has, hasn't it? Now that I think about it, it went from March of 2020 where he said don't wear a mask. Now it's May of 2021 and he says don't wear a mask. So there it is. All right. Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code HOWIE12 at HelloFresh.com/HOWIE12. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think most businesses / buildings where you are will still require masks?
Yes.
80% say yes.
Yeah. It's just a question of, yeah. Yeah, I think I'm not going to wear a mask in there.
What legs do they have to stand on, though? I don't care if the governor says so. The president of the United States said if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
I know the guys that run that place, the Market Basket managers. I don't want to make it tough on them, you know? But on the other hand, why should I have to wear a mask? I am vaccinated.
Yeah, me too. That's the ticket.
Do you want me to bring in my card tomorrow so you can Xerox it?
If somebody asks me for my card, I'm going to call the cops on them.
All right, let's play a couple of these cuts. We've got a lot of cuts to play, and let's start out with cut 22.
Let me repeat. Text your zip code.
Text your VIX.
Text your VapoRub.
I never much liked Vicks VapoRub as a kid. It wasn't one of my favorites. Okay, cut 24.
It's vaxxed or masked. Get vaccinated.
Vaxxed? It's vaxxed?
Again, problems with the teleprompter. I think it meant to say vaxxed. Vaxxed or masked, as if those rhyme.
Somebody just texted us and said that they had heard that people are starting to say, Joe, why don't you just turn the teleprompter around so we can just read it for ourselves? It'll be a lot easier on everybody. But the thing is, they move it. They have to move it, so there are going to be a lot of slow readers out there. So it's even when he's stumbling, they know when to move it. 8-4, you know, and the Democrats, as always, are... they do exactly what they're accusing everybody else of doing. So he's setting up all kinds of straw men here today with a statement. Cut 28.
Too much bitterness, too much anger, too much politicization of this issue about wearing masks. Let's put it to rest.
How many Karens are Trump supporters as opposed to Karens that are Biden supporters? You tell your people to put it to rest, Dementia Joe. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's Thursday afternoon, the bottom of the third hour. That means it's time to check in with the Week in Woke with Taylor.
The Howie Carr Show now presents the Week in Woke.
Do you tire of remembering which pronouns to use? Do you find yourself trying to remember the correct acronym when addressing social issues? Are you struggling to find new and exciting ways to reduce your carbon footprint? Well, fear not, friends. The Week in Woke is here to help.
Taylor, it just occurred to me, when Dr. Fauci referred to the head of the CDC as Dr. Lewinsky today, is that called dead naming?
That's kind of
a nasty reference, isn't
that's
it?
That's just misnaming.
Misnaming? Okay.
Yeah. Dead naming is if, say, for instance, your name was like Michael Levine or something, whatever it was, now it's Rachel Levine.
Mm-hmm.
That would be dead naming, calling Rachel Michael.
Is it a slur for me to mention that Rachel Levine went to an all-boys prep school called Belmont Hill?
No, because that's where Richard Levine went.
Okay.
See, you, Richard, Rachel. Rachel never went to that school, but Richard did.
And Richard's dead.
Richard is dead. Long live Rachel.
Richard is dead, and Rachel is the Undersecretary of Health and Human Services, or as Joe Biden calls it, Health and Education.
We've got a few gender-based stories here, first of which, Instagram is launching space for up to 4 pronouns on your profile, Howie. You can have 4 now.
Why do I need 4?
If in case you have more than 3.
In case I'm gender fluid?
That's a possibility. Instagram has launched a spot featuring gender pronouns on your profile. Add pronouns to your profile, Instagram wrote Tuesday on Twitter. The new field is available in a few countries with plans for more. You can add up to 4 pronouns and edit or remove them anytime. You can also choose to display pronouns to only people who follow you.
How much does Pronoun Prime cost on Instagram?
Pronouns available to choose from include, here's the entire list: she, her, he, him, they, them, xi, xem, xir, that those are with X's, z, here, here's, that's H-I-R, H-I-R-S, fun, fawns, A-M, air, and fay, fair, fairs. What do you think about that?
Heek, hike, hoek, huyas, huyas, huyas. Going back to my Latin one days.
If a user does not find their preferred pronoun, which I don't see how you couldn't, they're all there, they can submit a request to Instagram.
You know what? I'll bet Instagram is about to be deluged with requests.
There's a lot of space to fill. This one is one that is upsetting to a lot of people, this story here. Elon Musk, of course, he was on Saturday Night Live last week. He was expected to pump Dogecoin, which is that big meme cryptocurrency, which he's really into, but instead it tanked, what, like 20% or something like that? Because he called it a scam, basically. He called it a scam. Well, now he's tanking another cryptocurrency by saying it is not environmentally friendly. Bitcoin has plummeted as much as 14%. This took place yesterday after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said the electric car maker suspended use of the cryptocurrency as payment for its vehicles. He added in a tweet that Tesla would not sell any of its current Bitcoin holdings, which had risen to nearly $2.5 billion at the end of March. So here he is investing in Bitcoin himself through the company, but he's saying that now it's not going to accept Bitcoin because it takes so much energy to mine Bitcoin.
I thought CEOs got into trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission for saying stuff like this.
I think the IRS is now investigating his statements, but it's weird. He's done this before where he's like tanked the stock market by smoking his blunt on Joe, what's-his-face's show?
Joe Rogan.
And saying other things on Twitter. He's tanked stocks. Now he's tanking cryptocurrencies. And so hypocritical as well, because he's producing electric cars, which run on presumably electricity. But where does electricity come from,
right,
as we all go?
We've been talking about it, the rare earth minerals and the lithium.
Not to mention, the guy is launching a rocket every other week, and the rockets aren't fueled with potatoes and apple juice. They're using rocket fuel, right? How environmentally friendly is that?
Someone has just sent in a new set of pronouns to Instagram. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Send in your request, yeah. American Idol finalist Caleb Kennedy out after KKK-themed video surfaces. The video, if you blink, you missed it. It's about a second long, and he's 16 now. This is from when he was 12 mm-hmm. years old on Snapchat. Just a reminder.
So you mean he's going to be canceled like Governor Northam in Virginia, who posed in blackface and in a KKK hood?
See, that's where you're wrong. Governor Northam was never canceled. He's still the governor.
Even though he was in med school when he was running around with a Ku Klux Klan hood and blackface.
Seemed like he was encouraged with that behavior in med school. American Idol top five finalist Caleb Kennedy has left the show after a video surfaced showing him next to someone wearing what appears to be a Ku Klux Klan hood. It didn't look like an official hood. Somebody cut eyes into a sheet. He could have been a ghost. Who knows? But a representative for the show confirmed to the Post that Kennedy will no longer be moving forward in the competition again. 4 years ago, this post took place, and if you blink, you missed it.
And he's 16.
He's 16. And they're down to the top five in American Idol now, so now it's to the top four. They may bring in an older competitor.
So if he killed somebody, he'd be a juvenile, and his record would be expunged totally when he turned 21. But as it is, for this thing that he did when he was 12, he will never have a career in showbiz or probably anything else.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. He was a good singer, and he'll be missed on the show. He's one of the only country singers left, if not the only country singer left on the show. All right, this is our last story here for Week in Woke because we've got a lot of Joe Biden sound that we want to get to. People are waiting with bated breath to recap the press conferences he had today. Anheuser-Busch, any of the VIPs drink Budweiser? Any Anheuser-Busch products? Some, a little bit, not too much.
You know, some people still drink it, Taylor, but I don't think anybody wants to admit it.
Anheuser-Busch.
It's kind of like Utica Club used to be, or Genesee.
Anheuser-Busch has jumped on the woke train. The maker of Budweiser has partnered with radical professors at Arizona State University to develop and implement a 15-module training program called To Be Welcoming. It's based on critical race and gender theory. The new curriculum follows psychological safety training for company leaders designed to, quote, foster environments where our teams and perspectives can thrive. The overall goal is maintaining an inclusive work environment, one where every individual feels respected and empowered to bring their authentic selves to work every day. Now, imagine an Anheuser-Busch plant. A lot of burly guys, you know, doing a lot of heavy lifting and making the beer and putting it into, you know, whatever they do, kegs, I don't know. But this is what they're being subjected to. The materials kick off with a diversity awareness quiz that consists of 10 questions, all relatively easy to answer. One image in the training materials features a gender unicorn.
Oh, a gender unicorn.
The unicorn is a trans student.
Why isn't it a gender Clydesdale?
That's a very good point. I think we should submit a request to Instagram. It was initially intended for school-age kids. It educates employees on far-left gender ideology and claims your sex is assigned at birth rather than a function of your biology.
Yes, thus gender reassignment, like you're being reassigned to a different homeroom in middle school because you can't get along with the teacher or somebody in the class. Incidentally, Disney has been going through this, and apparently Disney just scrubbed the website, their employee website, of all this BS. We haven't even gotten into it, but I may get into that tomorrow if we have time, that what's been going on. Disney is much worse than gender.
Yeah, we've been trying to book the guy who cracked the story all week. He's been very busy with interviews.
His name is Chris Rufo. We'll try to. I'd love to get that guy on.
Yeah, we're still trying.
That's just crazy stuff.
That's the week in woke, Howie.
Thank you. Thank you, Taylor. When it comes to car and home insurance, don't we deserve better? I know I do. I put my policy to the test and turned to Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance, G-A-B-I. Getting better insurance with Gabby means a better price for the same insurance coverage. Who even knew something like this existed? They are the one true comparison platform with real rates. They give you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, including Progressive, Nationwide, and Travelers, and all in one place. Use your current insurance information to get started, and in just minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. It's free to use, and there are no obligations. It's not just for car insurance. You can get it for homeowners insurance, renters insurance, business insurance, anything you want, any kind of insurance. It's fast and it's easy. I hadn't changed my car insurance provider for more than 20 years, going back to my days in Somerville, way more than 20 years. And the company had changed hands over and over again. I wasn't even sure what company I had. I just made out a check every time they sent me a bill, didn't worry about it. I should have worried about it because I could have saved a lot of money, as I soon found out. Didn't take long to plug my then current insurance in. I logged in with it, and within minutes, Gabby had given me quotes from six or seven different insurance companies, and I ended up just on my car insurance saving over $600. And on that's just on the car insurance. And on average, Gabby customers save $961 per year. That's a big savings, isn't it? And they will never sell your info, so no annoying spam or robocalls. Don't wait. Put your policy to the test like I did. You have nothing to save but some money. And if they can't save you some money, nothing ventured, nothing gained. But most likely you can get better insurance, cheaper insurance with Gabby. It's totally free to check and there's no obligation. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. That's GABI.com/Howie. Gabby.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. You ask me if you would... I am paying for this microphone, Mr. Carr.
Howie Carr returns after this. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
The president today had two different press conferences. One was about the gas crunch. And some of the texters are saying in South Carolina they got some more gas today, so it's already getting better. I hope it's getting better. But first he had a press conference about the or a press availability, I guess you'd say. He didn't really have like a full scale Trump press conference where he takes questions for an hour. Obviously, first it was about the gas situation, and then later on when the CDC lifted the ban. Lifted the mandate on indoor masks, he came back out again. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit here. And let's play cut two first. This is about the
game. And it's going to take some time. And there may be some hiccups like I just had along the way here.
Do you think the reporters would be laughing if Trump had stumbled like that? I think not. It's obvious. Cut three.
To get a portion of the pipeline system from North Carolina to Maryland to operate under manual control. and deliver its existing inventory.
Cut four.
Here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what you can do, the drivers. Don't panic, number one.
Don't panic. What's driving the drivers is don't panic because I'm under control here. I have control of the situation. I know what's going on. And here he's going to continue his motif of no panic. Cut five.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful.
Yeah, you think so? All right. So remember, they pushed this Russian collusion for four solid years, right? The Russians did everything. There was absolutely no evidence, but they still kept pushing it over and over again. So now they say these were Russians who hacked the pipeline, but they want to make sure that nobody blames the Russian government. The Russian government has been blamed for everything they didn't do for the last 4 years. That was Democratic Party policy, the official stand of the Democrat Party. But now you can't blame the Russian government. Cut seven.
We do not believe, I emphasize, we do not believe the Russian government was involved in this attack. But we do have strong reason to believe that the criminals who did the attack are living in Russia. That's where it came from. We're from Russia.
Did they ever pee on any beds at the Ritz-Carlton in St. Petersburg? Those same Russians, did they ever try to bribe Carter Page with an $11 billion cut of their big industry, their big fossil fuel industry? By the way, Mr. President, I've forgotten, where exactly are the gas lines today in the United States? Cut number nine.
Now we're seeing the effect of criminal hackers with gas lines throughout the Southwest, the Southeast.
How could he get that confused? What else would you be thinking of? I mean, the Southwest is, there's no problems in the Southwest. That line, that pipeline doesn't run to the Southwest. All right, now we're going to go talk about the vaccine. And it's really important to know what percentage of the older population has gotten the vaccine. Cut number 13.
We've gone from 5.5% to nearly 60% of the adults in America.
The adult population. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. The adult. And it wouldn't be a COVID-19 press conference without Joe pulling out his death card. Cut 17.
As the press here knows, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of lives lost to COVID as of the close of business yesterday. 580,073 lost lives.
What kind of credit card did Carl Malden never leave home without? Joe Biden never leaves home without the death card so that he knows what's going on. 844-500-4242. And so here he's sounding sad. He's talking, he's making it sound again like nobody would have ever have died in the United States if it wasn't for COVID-19. Cut 18.
So many empty chairs. So many times a husband or a wife lean over to touch their spouse and not there. Moms and dads, sons and daughters, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Your neighbors, your coworkers.
So many times a senator leans over to grab one of his female aides. Perhaps her name is Tara. Who knows?
The empty chairs, was that a reference to the audiences at his campaign rallies?
Or was it a reference to Clint Eastwood's famous speech at the Republican convention in Tampa back in 2012 when he spoke to the empty chair? Now, and again, this is the setting up the old straw man. This is the guy who said the vaccines weren't coming out. They weren't going to work. Kamala Harris said she wouldn't take the vaccine. Cut 15.
You know, some people said
he's going to prove the doubters wrong. We'll get to that when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.